This week, the summer of 2023 continues, and oof, Venus is so loud right now as she is officially going retrograde, and I'm going to break down all of that, what it means for you, and more on today's episode.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Maddie Murphy. I'm just your celestial strategist, your messy, mystical human, along for this ride with you, coming at you every week to really break down WTF is happening in the stars, how we can make sense of it, how we can work with it to align with our highest and hottest self. And I've never felt more of that invitation as we have the North Nodal switch into Aries and as Venus goes retrograde in Leo. First thing I have to say is who felt that shift though? Who felt that shift though when the South Node in Scorpio left? I'm talking Monday of this past week. Did we feel the shift? Because the nodes are really important. Check out my last episode on the North Node moving into Aries. But it's an abstract, it's an esoteric placement. So you wonder how much you're going to feel it. I don't think I realized like that South Node in Scorpio since Jan 2022. She was intense. And now we're living in that South Node Libra, North Node Aries. And so a lot of relationship karma being clear, a lot of contracts, a lot of a dissolving, a lot of endings as we step into this really bad bitch energy of our, you know, really embodied, boldest, most brilliant, most kick-ass, confident selves. And it's almost like we get this revved up invitation to understand what that means as Venus goes retrograde in Leo, the other fire sign that is all about the me, the I am, baby. I really felt it. Like, and I was checking in with, you know, my mentees and my cosmic bosses and our community, and they agreed. It was also the new moon in Cancer. So like, it was just a total shift. I'm very excited to just like, see how this pans out and plays out. If you're new here, we won't be scared of Venus retrograde at all. We will not be afraid. If you want a really deep dive today, I'm just going to be kind of like skimming the surface in terms of what we need to know as we go into this week. But if you want to know all about Venus retrograde, I did a longer episode 2 weeks back and you can check that out. So let's get into like the Virgo announcement so we can get into all the juicy stuff. Virgo announcements. Cosmic Summer School is still going strong and we're offering a promotion. If you want to take our self-guided astrology course, Magic of You, that discount code, it's for 15% off for the summer. It's in the show notes, baby. Check it out. Been loving the feedback on the Cosmic Summer School. It's so fun. My like nerd inner Virgo is like, let's take the summer to learn. And she could not be happier. For those of you looking to work with me, there are some waitlist options in the show notes. Waitlist for my one-on-one mentorships. Those kind of just go through rolling openings as I have them throughout the year. But if you're interested in joining a private container where you get to learn about your chart, your heart, everything in between, either for your own self-development, to move past some blocks, to find direction, to remember who the fuck you are, you can sign up for that. Or if you want to go more of the business route and really work on some intuitive business strategy, I'm your girl. Also, you'll see a waitlist for our next Astro Accelerator, which is a small group coaching program, like 8 to 10 people tops, which is very similar setup to my one-on-one mentorship. It's just a little bit more affordable. We do it in the container where we get to learn in a group, which always is like super powerful, IMHO, in my honest opinion. So you can sign up there. My private books are closed for the time being, but there is a wait list if you want to know if there's any like last minute openings. Other Virgo announcement that I just want to start laying the groundwork for, laying the framework for now is, you know, I really try to practice what I preach, practice what I post. Everything I tell y'all, I literally am like telling myself Anyone who knows me, my intimate life, they see me being like, oh shit, I just told all the baddies to rest and I'm going too hard. Or you know what? I tried to do a little home project this week. Didn't think it was a big deal. Just like getting an IKEA cabinet built. It was too big for me to do on my own. So I got a lovely handyman from TaskRabbit, and he comes downstairs and he's like, ma'am, I'm so sorry. First of all, I'm like, don't call me ma'am. He's like, I put a hole in your wall. And I was like, I don't even know how, because it was just like an armoire, like a chest he was building. But I was like laughing. I was like, it's okay. It's not you. It's Venus retrograde. And I should have known better to even like step into the realm of any sort of like beauty or improvement. So basically what I'm saying is I'm right along here with you in the journey. In that vein, rest is important. Spaciousness is important, especially in this Venus retrograde. And I'm going to talk about it today, but the end of August, Mercury is also going to be retrograde and we will have 7 planets retrograde by the end of August. Yay us. So I'm going to be taking my summer break that I go on just to step away, receive some downloads just from the podcast, because like I sometimes just need time to receive, have spaciousness, even though I really miss those 2 weeks. I miss hanging out with y'all here. I have no one to talk about all of the if astrology isn't real moments. And then, you know, people at the bank line, they start to be like, ma'am, can you please stop just telling us about how Venus retrograde is really bringing on these celebrity breakups, because we don't know any of these words you're using. So end of August into early September, I'm going to take a 2-week break. We will still have the Cosmic Summer Schools on Monday. It'll just be from the Energy Report on Friday. Okay, so just mentally preparing us all now. And let's get into the Baddie Bundle winner. Who is this week's winner? If you want to win 3 free months to our Cosmic RX community, where we do live moon calls, where we hang out and hype each other up. Also, you get a PDF moon guide zine that's like 60 pages long every zodiac season. It has all the information you need to know, all the astrology, all the moon info, the rituals, the horoscopes, the tarot card spreads, everything in between. That's available. You can sign up. Or if you want to do it for free, get a little freebie, leave a rating review. Leave it on Spotify, send us a screenshot on IG, or leave it on iTunes and put your Instagram name in the handle. Okay, this week's review says, Astrology for the Masses, Squeeze 101. I have long strived to understand astrology and grasp what is going on cosmically and have failed every time. But Ms. Murphy, I love that MS period, makes everything informative and understandable, and most importantly, relevant, clear, concise information that's easy to understand and apply to the day-to-day. And that IG is TH Divide. We so appreciate that. And I really love Astrology for the Masses because this shit is life-changing. Come on down, TH Divide. Slide in the DMs. We have a promo code for you. Come, like, leave a rating review. It really helps us. It's like a win-win. You scratch our back, we scratch yours. This week, we had this epic new moon in Cancer call. I've watched people manifest and just co-create their lives so powerfully. And just why I'm so hyped on astrology. And I also love watching people go down the astral rabbit hole, go down the moon manifesting lunar co-creation, like rabbit hole. It's so good. It's so good. Also, you know, I'm here to represent my boss. You know who I work for, right? My boss, the moon, as a Cancer rising. I'm just here in service to La Luna and her people. Also, check out, I did a great interview with an amazing Chelsea Reif. She was on the podcast here talking about, she helps people really understand their podcasting business, monetize them, but she does so much more than that. She's a storyteller. She's just like a world traveler, just a cool fucking lady. And she had me on her podcast in my non-expert opinion. And that ended up being the title of the episode. I work for the moon, not for the man. I wrote an article with that same title years ago for a magazine. And it's like truly my mantra in life. Like, so I am here in service to her, the moon, and on her moon of this last week, the Cancer new moon, I was really like blown away by just watching everyone and the work they're doing. It was such a big celebration. So this one's for you, Mama Moon. It's all for you. Let's talk about the if astrology isn't real. The astrology math was mathing hard this week. A lot of you saw, like, I think it was on Tuesday, a lot of places, you know, a lot of pop culture roundups, meme accounts, social news accounts were saying what is in the water today, because on that day, in the day before, we got the announcement that Ariana Grande and her husband Dalton Gomez filed for divorce. We had a statement from Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello in that way, like that they were announcing their divorce. And we even saw, this is a little same, but different. If anybody remembers the whole Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods situation, they reunited for the first time since the Tristan Thompson cheating scandal. So we saw specifically like Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez and Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello. This was one day, 24 hours into this historic, huge karmic shift of the South Node moving into Libra and Venus retrograde shadow in Leo. We immediately saw some of these big name, you know, front page headline kind of celebrity breakups. And of course, South Node in Libra is bringing for all of us an opportunity to reevaluate our relationships, what's working, what's not. We're going to see again a lot of endings around that. And Venus in Leo retrograde, I had said in the last few weeks that we were going to see some big celebrity name, you know, breakups. And this one, I think, definitely shook a lot of people. I think it also went back to back. But the thing I really want to point out is not only that, but when I went a little deeper into a dive for all y'all, because I love you, I found out that, and again, who knows what's real and what's not, but I'm just going to say this for storytelling's sake. The reason behind Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez's divorce, according to sources, according to the party line, is that I guess he didn't really understand quite the level of her fame, quite the level of what her life required, what it was like to be with someone so famous. And something happened during COVID, I read, that he really realized like how different their lifestyles were, or maybe like in COVID, they had that like private time. And then as we kind of emerged out, whatever it was sort of implied through a few different articles I read that he was like, wow, this is a lot. Same thing with, you heard me say, Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello, ? And I also read that, you know, for her, her star power is strong. It's on the rise. I believe she is one of the top paid actresses on TV. So we love that. We love that for our Colombian queen. In between, she's on like, I think America's Got Talent, her residuals from Modern Family. And you know what? As she should be, she is very entertaining. I actually met her in a Kmart years ago, signing autographs for her line. I went to Kmart in Astor Place in New York City, and she was delightful and hilarious and obviously stunning in person. And so one of the things that I read is that Joe Manganiello, I think he did like Magic Mike and something else, but that again, like that sort of little competitive energy in the relationship, not hard. Imagine being in the same career field as your partner, already kind of hard, and then maybe constantly being compared to them or having maybe some kind of competitive edge. And I think there's some people who are super down for that, and certain men especially, and shout out to those kings. But I think a lot of men can be really threatened by that. And so, you know, seeing that come through with this real like Venus and Leo themes across the board with these breakups just had me really thinking about, wow, very literal astrology. I'm so curious what you think. I would love to hear more from you. If you are on our community platform, let's have a discussion. What are your thoughts? And also let's stay tuned for what else is coming. And I don't want to call in anyone's breakups or divorces at all, but it is just interesting to observe. And I also just, my prayer, my intention for them, anyone else going through a big breakup, that their heart finds healing and comfort, and that this is the best for all parties. And I think that's something we also have to have honest conversations with, is that breakups and divorces, they're intense, they're really hard, but 2023, baby, like summer 2023, I know for a lot of people who have gone through intense breakups and divorces, it's actually like the moment where they actually get to come back to themselves. They can breathe again. They can feel like themselves again. And that is super important. And that is very North Node in Aries, like coming back to you. So yeah, shout out to them. Ariana Grande, I also am laughing because she's a Cancer. Libra Moon, obviously. That's why she's so pretty. But I always think of her with the Leo glyph. It's like how I teach some of my clients when they can't remember the glyphs. I'm like, well, think about Leo is the Ariana Grande pony. I'm known for the hair, such a mane. So that is super interesting. Also, the Ariana Grande's chart, she is also in her Saturn return and she has her Chiron in Leo. So big love to her. Ariana, if you want some cosmic guidance the next 2 years, hit me up. I'm your girl. We love this for you. Let's see what else happened in the news. You know what? I'm not going to speak too long on this, but I got tagged in a lot of, I guess, like some article for the New York Times about like, is AI the future of astrology? I just want to speak on the opposite end of the Leo spectrum. Let's talk about Aquarius for a second. I think the article was either like, the main interview was the person from CoStar. So I was like, of course, they're going to be saying this. And listen, I'm still like collecting my thoughts on AI and astrology. I think what's going to happen is I believe AI is going to be another great tool for so many of us. And I want to talk about this because with Venus in Leo going retrograde, we're thinking a lot about our worth, a lot about our creativity. And I've had a lot of people reach out to me, especially people who are creatives, copywriters, marketers, and like they're hearing about like AI is coming for their job. Listen, I think AI is going to be a tool to pepper in. I think technology has done wonderful things for the astrology community. It's done wonderful things for the creative community, right? Like I would never be an astrologer if this was 20 years ago when I had a hand draw my own charts. Are you kidding me? She's too chaotic for that. She is not precise. And I think that there's always going to be people who are the purists and be like, I'm sure there's somewhere out there a great OG astrologer who's like, I don't trust computer generated charts. And there's two ways of looking at things. It's like, we want to have discernment. We want to be aware, but we also want to be like, okay, like what if this doesn't destroy the thing we love? What if it amplifies it? What if it creates it? What if it's the natural evolution of this? And if it gets more people into astrology, amazing. I can see myself using like 8 to 10% of it in our business, maybe like pepper in some fun. I'm excited to see what AI can do. You know, we have our birth chart decoder. We love creating tools for you. I'm like, maybe AI can help us create some more tools. Like, I don't know. That being said, it's not going to be, in my opinion, 100% takeover, 100% swap out, 100% replacement for a human ever. Like, again, remember our humanness with Pluto and Aquarius. We're in the process of getting to hire a whole cool team of creatives. I don't want an AI like bot making, you know, my memes, writing our newsletter. First of all, ew, where's the personality? Second of all, have you all used AI lately? There's like extra hands in every photo and the copy. It's like, okay, but it's just kind of like generically copying and pasting from like a Wikipedia page. And I know there's like better search results and I'm sure it'll get better and better. But if you are in like the heart-centered fields, if you're a heart-centered leader, if you want to have a heart-centered brand, you know immediately when something is written by AI. And again, let AI do the scheduling emails. Let AI do the stuff that's just the drain, the lag and drag on your energy field. But AI will never replace the heart-centered people and the people who appreciate the heart-centered ones, okay? So this Venus in Leo retrograde, I want you to remember that. I want you to anchor into that. And like, if someone thinks that they can sit and get the same in-depth astrology reading from AI as they can with someone like myself or one of my peers who has years and years and years of not just astrology study, but, you know, study in psychology, spirituality, life experience, there's intuition, also just the human feeling of another person, like witnessing you, then like, those aren't my people, right? Those aren't my people. And like, bless them. I hope the AI reading gives them something they came for. But I just want us to have like faith in ourselves, faith in our hearts, and faith in the people who value that, right? Venus is about values. So I just wanted to put that out there. Again, I'll probably have like more to say on this. And I'm excited to watch it all unfold. And we're moving, right? We're evolving. Pluto says, evolve or die, bitches. And I mention that a lot usually in like the social justice sphere, but it's in all things, in all ways. So I just put that out there. I leave that in case that's something that's been on any of your minds. With that, let's get back to my boss. My boss is tapping on my window and saying, hey, Maddie, it's time for my moon report. You forgot it 1 week during Mercury retrograde. And yeah, I'm still thinking about that. So no, Mama Moon's cool. Okay, so July 21st, let's talk about what's the emotional weather for the week? What can we expect day by day? How can we use that to really live in alignment, to stay centered, to stay grounded, and to understand what we may need on the emotional level? Moon in Virgo. Okay, so Friday, all day Saturday, into early Sunday morning on the East Coast, we have Moon in Virgo energy. And during this time, Leo, the sun, moves into its home sign, its sign of its rulership, Leo, which activates. That's why for all of us, Leo season usually feels good on some way because the sun is very happy to be home in Leo. And of course, we'll have Venus going retrograde during that time, like right after that. So with Virgo energy for the weekend, I'm going to invite everyone to step into some beautiful ritual. Self-care, self-honoring. What can you do for yourself, Leo sun, Virgo moon, during those days, Friday and Saturday, right? Is it really busting out, like, you know, your skincare routine steps? Is it making some beautiful, you know, Mars is in Virgo right now, opposite Neptune in Pisces. I mean, well, yeah, that too, but I meant Saturn in Pisces. So there's kind of this call and push to take care of ourselves and maybe get something in order in our life to make it easier to care for ourselves. And I want you to think about that. Like, what's a way I can drop into ritual more? Maybe even a system to not just do that once, but how do I make it really easy for me? Oh, it's so good. I really invite you to be in it. And then talk about being in it. We may have a lot of like insecurities that come up over the weekend, right? Like Venus retrograde in Leo, Virgo moon. So I want you to like, just do some real deep self-honoring work. Like, we are so imperfect, but that's what makes us so fucking cool. Has anyone ever hung out with someone who's tried to be perfect, like project this image of perfection? How much fun did you have with them? How much did you learn from them? How good did you feel around them in your body? Probably not at all, any of that. So I want you to think about like me owning my most imperfect self and being so compassionate with me, being so gentle with me, is actually ridiculously healing and empowering and lovely, not just for me, but people around me. And I just like want us to think about that again as we go into this weekend where some of the insecurities might be coming up. Then Sunday morning, we go into Moon in Libra. We have this all day Monday into Tuesday afternoon around lunchtime, East Coast time. Oh my God, Sun in Leo, Libra Moon. We're all about love and beauty, baby. This is like, I want you to feel hot. I want you to do something to really like treat yourself to the beauty of the outside world. You know, get yourself flowers, put on like a really intentional outfit. One of my, our amazing Astro baddies in the Astro Accelerator program, Tia Hicks, who's a comedian. And, you know, she was talking about working from home and like putting on a beautiful, like a great outfit the other day. And I was like, that's such a good reminder. Because I work from home a lot and usually can catch me in like, I don't know, workout gear all day or like no bra, concert tee, like baggy shorts, which is cool, but it does feel really good just to be like, oh, I put on a cute little sundress. Oh my God, like brush my hair and put on lip gloss. It's an energy change. It really is a spell. Glamour magic is real. So I invite you to drop into those days. And then we're going to look out for those days of being, you know, overly superficial or overly caught up in the physical because that's only a part of it. And then we go into Tuesday afternoon, Moon in Scorpio, all day Wednesday and all day into Thursday night. So Leo sun, Scorpio moon, we're feeling a lot of intensity. We're feeling passion. We're feeling like we want to get to the bottom of something. We want to get under someone. Hello, goodbye. And I want you to think about like what does fucking get you going? Like, where does that passion come from in you? It's such a fun invitation and a query. Like, I think about how I'm actually thinking about one of my mentees, Heather, and I, we have a joke about queries. I'll talk about it later. But I want you to think about this query of like, what does like get my fires going? Where does my passion come from? Where does my libido, my mojo come from? And like exploring that, it's like this beautiful mix of like pleasure and desire, this mix of like flow and fire within us. And there's something about this energy, I feel like, that wants us to like play with it a little bit these days. So I invite you to do that. I'm curious. Let us know if you're a member of our community platform. Like, let me know, like, where does that fire come from? How is it feeling? let's get a little sexy, a little sensual. Let's get a little like, like how hot can you be? Let's turn it up. Turn it up to 11. We're going to look out for those days. The double fix energy can get us really fixated, obsessive, even maybe a little like paranoid or feeling a little controlling, especially over the other. I'm just going to say it over and over again till I'm blue in the face. But like this Venus retrograde is about everything for you, coming back to you. How do I give myself pleasure? How do I hype myself up? How do I feel good within me? This is a Venus retrograde. It's really not about the other people in relationships. It's really not. It's Venus in Leo. So I want you to just, when we're in a situation where we might feel like we're in a power struggle or someone's hurting us or we're not feeling connected to someone, right now, for the 40 days, 40 nights of the Venus retrograde, it's not about like, how do I make them feel? What are they going through? How do I convince them? It's like, let's release that. Let's release that grip. Let's unclench our fists about how we can control someone else or the situation and come back to ourselves, right? What can I control in this? It's so good. I love it. I love the astro invitations because without this, your girl's confused all the time on what to do. And then I just look back to the planets, to the cosmos, and I'm like, got it. Got the assignment. Thank you. So this week, Venus goes retrograde. Let's talk about planetary planning. I'm going to take a sip of my little cute iced coffee here. Okay, so this week, the sun enters Leo. Venus goes retrograde right on top of each other, within hours of each other, which again just is very karmic. I'm going to say that, you know, us in the astrology community, we nerd out. We get a little excited for certain things. We talk, we muse, we ponder, we like pathologize, we create hypotheses with certain moments in time. Pluto moving into Aquarius is one of those moments from 2023. But when we were all looking at July of 2023 in the astro community, I could just tell we were nerding out. The North Node moves into Aries. Venus is going retrograde in Leo. There's just a lot of other movement. The end of July, we said, is super intense. It's like a very faded time. It's very karmic. We have what I just mentioned. And then on the 23rd and the 25th, Pluto squares the North Node. So Pluto, the planet of upheaval in terms of transformation, death, rebirth, big power shifts, is squaring the North Node of our fate, of our karma, of our destiny. It big. And then Chiron goes retrograde in the middle of that on the 23rd in Aries, which is Chiron is very much going to be working with the North Node in Aries for this next year and a half. So there's a lot of things happening. I just scared my puppy. Hi, Chansey. So there's just like thoughts I'm going to share about this time. There's so much happening. Again, go to Venus retrograde episode if you want like the breakdown, a little bit more organized. This is literally just my downloads I'm sharing, and I don't know who needs to hear them. Maybe it's just for me, but just things that came through this week from my guides, from just like reading about astrology, from looking at past cycles of when this, you know, similar astrology was going on. But, you know, I'm going to say that, first of all, watch out. People are going to be cranky little crabs coming out of Cancer season. People may be more irritated. People are going to be maybe struggling with how to express themselves. People might be frustrated. This past weekend, in the course of maybe 4 days, me and, you know, people I was hanging out with who are very lovely, very calm, very almost, dare I say, too nice, almost got in a fight, not once, not twice, but thrice. Just people really like literally starting something out of nowhere, you know, and each time was at a place of joy and celebration. One of those places was at a drag show, for goodness sakes, where we all go to have fun and be in our joy. And I just noticed, I was like, wow, this was really like not about us. This was just like three people trigger like right at the top of their like, you know, end of their fuse. So I do want you to notice where people are feeling angry, they're feeling resentful, they're feeling frustrated, they're feeling tense. And again, it's probably not about you. Everything's just going to be intensified, the moodiness, the emotions, the blame. So whether that's in a deep, intimate partnership or whether it's just, again, with a woman at a drag show, we just want to try to not take the bait, to not engage in an unhealthy way. Put up the boundary. I'm going to ask you, arm's length, release, walk away. It's not about you. It's not about you. And, you know, as we're also stepping into all of this, we're entering this time of like, we're all ushering in, there's like a new chapter and we're feeling it. And some people are going to have resistance to that, and that's on them. You know, I was talking about with one of my beautiful mentees, Seda, this week, an LA legal baddie. And she was like, you know, we're talking about like, how do people just go through life without therapy and without understanding astrology? Like, humans are out here just raw dogging life. And I don't understand. And I get it because I see how we are in our society and I see how people be. So I'm like, I get it that this makes sense. This isn't how you would feel. But like, I just want us to be aware if we hang out on this podcast to understand these transits and how to work with them and how to like really navigate with this like co-creative and also like deep appreciation and awareness for these transits. But that's not everyone around us, right? Not yet. Not until we like get it all out for everyone to know. Again, the moon has been working overtime, OT, these few years. So I want you to think about like that. And I want to think about protecting your energy. And again, pulling everything back to you. North Node, Aries, Venus in Leo retrograde. And so this brings me to my other kind of download I was having this week. You know, I'm very sensitive. I'm a Cancer rising. I'm a Virgo sun. I don't like rejection. I tell all of you, one of my mantras is rejection is protection. But this does not mean it feels good in the moment, right? And I have designed a life, I feel like, where I'm like, yeah, I don't have to go through a lot of hoops for other people. I work for myself. I keep my circle pretty small. So, you know, I'm doing a creative project and I had sent some things out this week and I got a few, you know, no's, people being like, not interested. And it really got me thinking about, oh, okay, this is some Venus and Leo retrograde energy coming up. Because I'm like, hello, it's me. Don't you love me? I'm amazing. But like, it brought up just things. It brought up things, my Chiron and Gemini. It brought up things from my childhood. It brought up just like, oh, I don't know. Anytime you've put yourself out there and someone's been like, not for me. And I really went back to like, Maddie, you believe it. Like the rejection is your protection. Like think about every time in life where someone said no to you. It's really been like your angels truly protecting you, directing you, redirecting you, guiding you. And I really feel that. And now like that's the beauty of like getting older and having lived experience on earth. Like I know this in my bones, but I still need the reminder. I still need the reminder. And truly even just right when I surrendered to that, I got some great news, you know, the next day. And I also realized, brings me to my next point of like, rejection is protection. But under Venus and Leo retrograde, the people who may be rejecting you or the people who may be saying no to you, whether that's in the dating realm, in the creative realm, in the business interview realm, I want you to really tune in and be like, do I even like them? Do I even want to be with them or be in this partnership? Are they aligned with me and my values? Are they aligned with my vision? Are they people that I want to become more like, right? Like, because that's what becoming in a relationship is, beginning to kind of take on different energies and qualities of different people. Are they someone like, you know, that I really admire and aspire to be like? I really want you to like ask these questions because I think there's something about rejection and approval that's so like reactive, and it's such a placeholder for like, okay, good, that's that. I'm good. I'm this person said I got the job, or you know, that they want to date me seriously, and this means therefore equals I am lovable, equals therefore I am worthy, equals therefore I am valid in my existence. And I think this is what kind of can have us rush or step out of our lane, or as we would say in this Venus in Leo retrograde, this is what can help like make us like stumble off of our throne. Because we're out there trying to prove ourselves to like the jesters in the court. And, you know, I'm not trying to speak shade. I don't know all these people if they're truly jesters, but like they'd be clowning. Like maybe they're people that are not, again, they're not for us. You are the queen of your queendom. You're the king of your kingdom. Like, and I want us to think about that a little bit, like having a little bit of that royal energy, that discernment. Again, like, do I even like this person? Is this even like, Okay. And it's like, yeah, maybe that's why I didn't work out, is because we're not in alignment and it's not actually speaking to something about me and a core part of me and my heart and my lovability. Because you are lovable as fuck. Everyone who listens to this podcast is lovable as fuck. I'm just going to put that out there because I interact with a lot of you. The vibe, I put a spell on this podcast that only the most lovable humans will be attracted and like and subscribe and listen. So congratulations, you're here. But yeah, just things I want to think about. You know, other downloads, again, there's just no rhyme or reason. This week I was putting this notes together and my Virgo brain was bugging. I was like, there's no rhyme or reason to these notes this week. And I want you to think about, like, there may be a cosmic conversation to be had. As the North Node moves into Aries, as Venus is retrograde in Leo, Mercury is in Leo. We're about to go into Mercury retrograde in the end of August. If there is something that you feel like you need to say to someone, an uncomfy conversation that needs to be had, whether that's to hash something out and work through something, or to just speak your piece so you can move on, I'm going to encourage you to have that. And again, it doesn't have to be a conversation where you're trying to like reconcile with someone or get someone back. But this is not the time for swallowing your tongue. It's not the time for just being like, okay, I'm just going to stop talking to them and they'll figure out what that means. Nope, 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 nope. There is something, there is warrior energy, North Node Aries. We are all being asked to pick up a sword in some area of our life. Venus in Leo wants us to be courageous from the heart. And tell that person that was not okay. You did not treat me well. I am fine because I am healing and moving on. But why? That was not cool. Just blocking people, just walking away. It's not always like the cleanest thing to do. Sometimes it is. But sometimes these people, they don't even know what they did wrong. They don't even understand. And it is amazing how people, as a method of self-protecting, will tell themselves a narrative of why something ended or why something's not working that suits them and their egos. And we all need sometimes the heads up of like, you did something, you caused some harm. That was not cool. And it's a little bit for them. So if they want to, they can at least know better and do better. But it's also for you and your heart. Your heart cannot speak for itself to the outside world. It needs your voice. And your voice and your heart matter, and your heart deserves like to have it like defended and advocated for. And it also creates peace. It creates spaciousness. When you speak your truth of your heart, you don't have to carry the heaviness that that thing, that shit, that emotion, that experience, that feeling, that shit weighs on your heart. And you are here to be lighthearted, okay? We are doing summer 2020 free. We are getting free of the excess weight of other people's shit. And I want you to think about, right? We're keeping it like mind right, body tight, heart light this summer. And when I say body tight, I just mean snatched spiritually. Like we are in our groove, okay? And I want you to think about that. Like, how free can I get? How, like, 2020 free? How can I feel? It is amazing. As anybody, you know that feeling. You're something weighing on your heart. And you're just like, weighing on you. And then you say something, you're like, oh my God, that was really hard. But oh my God, it's like I can breathe. It's like I've been underwater. I've been carrying something around that's so heavy. My shoulders aching. My dogs are barking. And it's like, We're here to really learn how to like speak our truth in a loving way, in a compassionate way, but we're not holding that stuff in. We hold that stuff in, we get sick. We hold that stuff in, we get resentful, we get unclear. We also sort of like project it out into the world. And so even if it's scary, I'm going to ask you to like, let's do it. Let's make a commitment to speak on our heart and just trust the people around us can handle it. Or just like, again, that it's just for us. Oh, your hearts are so yummy. Hearts are so yummy. Like it's so beautiful. And it is so amazing. Like the alchemy that happens from getting something off of your chest, right? Where that expression comes from. And yeah, so my other little download, again, all apropos of nothing, just the Venus in retrograde, North Node in Aries of it all, is like, this concept of pleasure, I invite all of you to play with it. And this is my last note here, is just Venus retrograde is going to have us thinking about pleasure, our relationship to it, what brings us pleasure. How do we make space for pleasure? How do we make pleasure a priority? Again, Heather, my mentees, was talking about just like her musings on pleasure and like this week, and it really got me thinking about, you know, where and how do we tap into real pleasure? And what is it like to say that, like, the most important thing I can do right now is feel good in my body, is feel good in my life? And then from that, like, looking around, like, what are the things that support that? And what are the things that hinder that? And like, really, like, can I allow myself to feel safe in pleasure? I think a lot of us, we're nervous systems. We're just so in that fight, flight, freeze, fawn, adrenal energy that we don't even like allow ourselves to feel good. Even when everything's fine, everything's great, we sit down to like just drop into some pleasure, you know, do something, be with people we love, eat a great meal, read a book. We like, our brain like tricks us into being like, it's not safe here. Like, what's going wrong? We have to create a problem. We have to create some drama. We have to create something to help us like escape this feeling. And this is something we're all going to be aware of with Venus in Leo retrograde, is like, where are we creating a problem or drama for something as a way of like not allowing ourselves to like sit in pleasure? And it's new. If this is new to you, it's a lot, right? And like, especially if you have any kind of like trauma in your body, it's a lot. But I just invite you to like, even just start with like, you having like a, you know, a fan on your skin and the sun coming in on your face, and like closing your eyes and thinking of a time where you felt really good, or thinking of something you really love, and even just seeing like, can I sit with this feeling and hold it for 30 seconds? Maybe you know, graduate that up to a minute, and just like not, and just try to not leave, let the mind not pull you out of it, and just like breathing into that and almost like spreading it through your body like sunshine, like warm, right? Because like, you deserve to feel really good in your body, in your life. And our mind is a very powerful tool. We want to get our mind on board and be like, it's safe to feel pleasure. And it's just amazing, I think, what happens from your life of like, when you know that that is like your natural state, you can get there. It's just like, things kind of roll off of you in a different way. Things shift around you in a different way. And I think that, you know, making pleasure a priority, it's so much about being present with yourself too. This is my one life. I'm going to sit and enjoy this meal really mindfully. I'm going to look around this table at people I love and like soak up each of their faces. This week, again, trying to take my own medicine, I always have a Virgo to-do list that's in Sun. And it was like Sunday. It was rainy and stormy here. And I just wanted to like read a book. And I read a whole book cover to cover. And it was like a juicy, quasi-trashy, like mystery read from my library, and it felt so good. And I had little snacks, and like I could feel my brain doing that thing, like other things to do. And I just kind of like breathed and allowed all of that to like float over me, like clouds in the sky, like leaves going down a little brook. I was like, just those thoughts can pass. The to-do list is never going to end. The ways to escape your pleasure, the reasons, the excuses to, are never going to end. So it really has to be a choice. Again, warrior energy, we have to choose it. The warrior has to choose the lover energy in us over and over again. So those are some of my thoughts. You know, take one, take them all, take what you need today. If none of this resonates, then I'm curious then what is coming up for you under this Venus retrograde, under this North Node and Aries shift. Let's talk about it. Definitely come join our community platform if you haven't. Come find me on Instagram at I am Maddie Murphy. Tag us at the Cosmic RX. And I'm going to see you next week, right? I'm here for all of this. I'm going to be back next week. We're going to talk about how we're continuing to just relight our sparks, ditching the dead weight, and stepping into like unleashing a whole new fucking chapter of loving ourselves so fiercely and so fully. So in the meantime, I'm wrapping you in stardust, wrapping you in love, sending you blessings on blessings for big fat checks and hot juicy sex. Until next time. Mwah.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.